Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew Podcast. It is so fun to get back into the swing of things, and we are excited to bring you the first Character Crew Podcast of the year. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word that we're talking about and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about respect. Respect is one of our building pillars and always the first word that we talk about at the beginning of the year. But before we do any of that, I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts, fourth graders from Mrs. Bowles' class, introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us what respect means to them. I'm going to start right here with this lovely lady to my right.
Hi, my name is Grace, and respect is seeing the things that are good in others.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Kylo, and respect means to me that we should treat people kindly and fairly.
Hi, my name is Mason, and I think respect is helping someone wherever you are.
Hi, my name is Lily, and respect means to me listening to people and hearing what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Landry, and respect means to me being kind to everyone.
Hi, my name is Noah, and I think respect means listening when someone is talking.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and I think respect is holding the door for other people.
Okay, now that you know who we have in the studio today, I am going to start with our first segment, which we call
Purposeful Pillars.
Thomas, tell us about the first thing.
This year, Purposeful People has three big ideas that we will use as we discuss each character word. Be kind, be strong, and be well.
Each grade has a special focus for the word respect, which we will tell you about here in a little bit. But first, let's take a second to review the definition respect. Respect is
seeing the value in all people and things and treating them with care.
Great work, everybody. Were you doing the actions? We were doing the actions in here. Were you doing them as you were saying the words? When you put actions or music with words, it helps your brain remember. I'm going to have this great group of fourth grade leaders tell our listeners what each grade has been learning about.
Kindergarten focused on using respect to be a good listener. Being a good listener helps us show respect to other people and treat them with care. One way to show respect is with whole body listening. I know that kindergarten has been practicing this, and first grade and second graders learn this and practice this during wheel. Whole body listening is a great skill at any age. Here's how to do it.
Okay, everybody, we're gonna say it together. Here we go.
Eyes are watching, ears are listening, brain is focused, heart is caring.
First graders talked about how we use respect in our friendships. An important part of being a good friend is seeing value in others and treating them with care, which is practicing respect. Communicating with kindness is showing respect. Understanding how our actions impact others shows respect.
Second grade and fourth grade have been talking about practicing respect for others using the Tree of Choices to help solve conflicts. The roots of the tree, which means identifying the problem, is bigger if the problem is big or small. The heart of the tree, which is naming the emotions you are feeling. The branches of the tree, which is making choices to move out, step away from the problem, talk it out, talk through the issue or connect with a friend or trusted adult. Breathe it out. Use your breathing to help calm your body and brain.
Third grade this month is perspective taking. Perspective taking is the ability to consider a situation from another person's point of view. One way to practice perspective taking is by asking questions like, what was it like for you? Or what do you think made you feel that way?
Oh, thanks so much, fourth graders, for giving us that little tour of what everybody's been learning about with respect. Well, we have a brand new segment this year on our podcast, and this segment is called
Hot Topic.
So I'm going to ask a question, and then we're going to go around the table to hear the answers from our co-hosts. Do you have to like someone to be respectful? So I had my co-hosts kind of brainstorm their answers before we hit record. So I'm going to start over here with Thomas. We're going to go around the table and hear what their answers are. All right, Thomas.
No, because by showing respect, you can make friends by saying, hi, do you want to be my friend?
Mm-hmm. So it could help you make more friends.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah.
No, because if you show respect to someone you don't like, then you will like them more.
Okay, Landry.
No, because you should be nice to everyone, even if they're not nice to you.
Mm-hmm. Lily.
No, because everyone deserves to be treated with respect. You can play a game with them even if they're not your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, because if you aren't respectful, then you won't make friends.
Not really, because even if you don't like them, still show respect to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We would probably all add, even when it's hard, right? Because it's really easy for us to sit here and say all these things, but actually doing it, that can be the really, really hard part. Okay, Noah, tell us about our next segment.
And now, after all this serious talk, it's time to wrap up our podcast with some fun. This year, we are mixing it up a little bit, and today our last segment is called Did You Know? Each of my co-hosts and I has chosen a random fun fact to share with our listeners. See if you learned something you didn't know.
Okay, and we're going to start with Landry. Landry, start us off, and we'll go around the table.
Many birds' feathers weigh more than their bones.
What? Oh my goodness. Okay, Lily, what do you got?
In ancient Egypt, mummies' brains were removed through their nose.
Gross. Okay, Mason.
Raw termites taste like pineapple.
I don't think I want to find out.
Chewing gum while taking a test may improve your test score, according to one study.
Oh, good to know.
4,000-year-old noodles were discovered in ancient ruins in China.
Ew, gross. Like, we've got mummy brains over there and old noodles over here. Okay, Thomas.
Dogs pant up to 300 times a minute.
Oh man, that's a lot. Noah, wrap it up for us.
The solar system has two asteroid belts.
Nice. Well, what would our podcast be without some shout outs? I almost tried to skip it, and these guys would not even hear of it. They had to do shout outs. So we're going to start right over here with Grace, and we're going to go around the table the other way.
I want to give a shout out to second grade to keep pursuing the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give a shout out to my brother Paxton.
I would like to give a shout out to my sister in preschool, and next year she'll be here in the elementary school and kindergarten.
I want to give a shout out to my sister.
I want to give a shout out to my brother for helping me.
I'd like to give a shout out to my brother in middle school.
I would like to give a shout out to my sister.
Oh, awesome. And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back in about 4 weeks with a new group of co-hosts to talk about our next word,
responsibility.